What's up, Will and Grace fans? Karen and Grace have to go through Cake Gate, and Jack and Will are having to reevaluate their relationship. We're here to talk about it on tonight's Will and Grace After Show. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, Nikki, you better sing it. What's up, Will and Grace fans? We are here on this Thursday night to talk about the latest episode of Will and Grace. I'm so excited about it. You guys, I'm with, oh my God, Louisa Charmatian. I'm so used to like introducing Crystal first. And Nakia Monet.
Hi.
Crystal is out this week, but she will be back next week. Mm-hmm. Miss Thing had a little bit of a chemical peel. So mm-hmm.
Samantha from Sex and the City. But she's going to look beautiful. She is beautiful.
She obviously didn't need a chemical peel, at you guys. All. I mean, I wish we all got chemical peels.
I need one.
We all need one at least once every 6 months.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that's very true.
I'm
going
to go soon then.
You need it, yeah.
You guys, what were your overall thoughts of the episode tonight?
Extreme. as usual, very politically heavy. Mm-hmm. Breaking down barriers. Yeah. And honestly, I think they're trying to talk about the things that we won't.
Right.
As like, if we're a Trump supporter or we're not. Yes. Things that we think, they're actually saying it. So I love it. It's so good.
Nikki,
this episode was very funny. I know I say that every time, but it's literally true because we were laughing so loud. Bree's like, shh,
I know.
Guys, calm down.
Actually, I'm loud. So.
No, we were cracking up. And I also, what I like about Will and Grace, they're so current.
Yes.
And I know, you know, the new guy, as Whoopi Goldberg would say, he ran a minute ago, but it's so current because they're always in the news like a reality show. Mm-hmm. So that's what I love about the show, because they're talking about things that's happening in the news right now.
Yes,
so
I agree with you guys. And we have some really current actors that are on right now. We had Vanessa Bayer, I want to say that. Vanessa Bayer from SNL.
Yes.
We had Cheyenne Jackson from American Horror Story.
Hot.
I mean, we'll talk about these people and their roles later on. But yes, I love how Will and Grace is so current, that they introduce these characters that are current. As of now, that the younger generation would know.
Yes,
and
shout out to Anthony Ramos from She's Gotta Have It / Hamilton.
Yes.
As soon as I seen him, I was like, wait, I'm just realizing that was him.
Yes, Tony, who plays the assistant, obviously, which I'm glad he's back as well.
Yeah.
So let's dive into the episode, you guys. So we start off with Jack and Grace. Grace obviously gets scared by Jack because he's like looking for money. And they initially start off with Michael. And we were worried about last episode because we were like, oh, is Michael going to make an appearance? We're curious. So once I saw in the kind of description of the episode that Michael was going to be making an appearance, I was like, oh, I wonder who it's going to be.
Right.
I wonder how they're going to address it. And we immediately start off with Grace and Jack not really vibing well with Michael. Have you guys ever been in a situation where you had a friend who was with somebody and you didn't necessarily like that person?
Of course.
Thought something was off?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell me about it. Tell me.
Yes. I am that friend. I'm super honest, but I also respect my friend's decisions. So I'm the friend that it's like a line where you're like, okay, I'm going to keep it real with you for you, but I'm also going to respect you. I'm not going to expect for you to be like, yes, you're absolutely right. I'm breaking up with that person. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to let you know how I feel. And if you tell me, you know what? Thank you so much. I don't agree with you. Mm-hmm. I'm the friend that's like, cool, I got your back. Just know you've been warned.
Yes.
Kind of like what Jack would do. And then if something bad happens, I'm not going to laugh in your face. But I just want you to know, like, look, I don't really feel this person. Mm-hmm. I've been like that. There's been a few, like, moments like that with friends where I'm like, that person's not for you. And at the end, they ended up not being for that person. So.
What about you?
Oh, me too. Like, I vocalize it. But I'm smart enough to know that they have to go through it to know.
Mm-hmm.
You can say it a million times, but until they go through that personal testimony of, oh, my God, my friend was right, they won't listen to you. Mm-hmm. And it, like you said, it's not about saying, oh, I told you so after. It's about sitting down and saying, you know what? I warned you and I showed you the red flags and just it is what it is.
Yeah, I feel, and I've been in that situation as well.
Yeah.
I've had to, you know, express to, you know, my best friend that, you know, I didn't really like the person that they were with, but I respected their decision to be with that person. And I think it's this kind of like walking of a line because you don't want to overstep, but at the same time, you don't want to have your friend get hurt.
Right.
So it's, I don't know, it's weird. And then at the same time, you don't want to be wrong at the end of the day.
And that's another thing. It's tough because you say all this and then they end up being a really happy couple and you're
like, ooh, I come off
a hater?
Well, exactly. Or they think you're jealous or you're a hater, but
that's
no, I'm looking
thing.
Out.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just
like, hey, it's just my feelings. I'm not feeling them. I feel a little weird, but You're right. You never want to be wrong.
Yeah.
So it's tough.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go into Karen and Grace. So Karen, obviously, Karen looked great tonight, by the way. Amazing. That yellow jacket was on point.
On point.
She wants a birthday cake for a party that she's having. And apparently Trump is going to be there.
Oh my God.
And she wants it to say MAGA, which stands for Make America Great Again. What are your guys' thoughts? Because it was a very political episode. So, yeah. You know, some
it's
of our views...
It's always political.
That's true. Not as political. And they right. said that they weren't going to go as political. So I was a little surprised at right. how political they right. went tonight.
It's all political.
But what are your guys' thoughts on this whole Make America Great Again situation? I mean, right. it's a political episode. Our views are going to be kind of thrown out there tonight. So
I think what I love and respect about Will and Grace and the writers, they're always on point because that's literally what half of America thinks. Like,
yes.
I think like the people on the other side, like the liberals or the Democrats, they forget that they're real life people who are still, like, Trump's rating is somewhat high. Like, yeah. we may not like him. Yep. Yeah.
30,
with the Republicans,
no,
not with the,
okay.
not with the world, with just the Republicans. But I mean, there are some Republicans who are like, whoa, you're doing too much. Mm-hmm. But then there's his core base. Like, there are people who really believe in everything he's saying. So when I seen that, I'm like, there are like people like Karen out in these streets that's like, make America great again. I'm hosting with white Russians. Like, she was insulting the guy in the wheelchair. There are real life people that follow yes. everything he says. So that's why I loved it, because I'm like, oh, this is true.
Yeah.
And even though it was super political, but I just feel like, and I think it was Marlon Wayans who said this on The View, it's literally like watching a reality show with the White House, because it's not like a typical White House and not like typical politics where we hear about it once and it goes away. We hear about this every single day. Someone gets fired, someone quits. So that's why I respect Will
somebody
and Grace.
Resigns.
Someone resigns because it's in our face every single day.
Right.
So
when you see, and maybe Louisa, you can speak to this, when you see like Make America Great Again bumper sticker, does it make you mad?
You know, it doesn't make me mad because I feel like it's a universal message. And I feel like that's why Will and Grace tries to show both sides of, you know, being a Democrat or a Republican. It doesn't make me mad. I think it's the hope. It's the dream that we still have that maybe a different president can pursue years later.
So you're seeing the other side of the argument.
Yeah, like I look at it globally. And that's why, again, like I feel like the writers on Will and Grace, of course, they have their views. And of course, they're going to show it to them through us, like through the writing and all that. But they still do a good job balancing both.
Yes.
You know, both sides.
Yes.
So that's
it actually
why
makes me laugh when I see stuff like that.
It's funny.
Because I just
it's
feel like funny. The people who believe that, or the people who say that, this is my opinion. They're not the views of the other two people sitting here. My opinion. I'm just like, it's like one big joke to me. Like when people say, even when people say crazy racist things, I'm just like, okay. And like, so when I see the Make America Great Again, I'm like, you guys need to relax. Like, get over it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It makes me laugh.
I mean, you know, Make America Great Again, I mean, a lot of people out there will argue, and on the Democratic side, would say, oh, America's already great.
Right.
And in some aspects, it is. We have an amazing nation. We have an amazing country. There are opportunities here that you can't get anywhere else. But at the same time, we are struggling in other aspects that other countries have surpassed us in.
Right.
So that being said, there are areas of opportunity for, I feel like, every country.
Yeah.
And I feel like me seeing like an America, like Make America Great Again bumper sticker, obviously that signifies that that person supports somebody who I do not, but at the same time I have a respect for that person because you are this is a free country. You are allowed to support whoever you want to support, just like I am allowed to marry whoever I want to marry. But don't try to get it twisted when you come after me.
Listen.
And I can't come after you.
Right.
That's all I will say about that.
It's a melting pot. Totally.
Yes, exactly. Pot.
But I agree with like Louisa said, like if it was a different president with a different message, then people would have taken that and Make America Great Again a better way. But the fact that this person was super negative and had negative connotations behind it, it's like, we can make America great, but there's different ways. Like, let's focus on the schools, let's focus on the communities, things like that, not being racist and a bigot and things like that. So.
Well, welcome to the Will and Grace political podcast today, guys. So Karen wants this cake, and we are introduced to Vanessa. I don't know why
Bayer?
I can't say
Bayer
or
yeah.
Bayer.
Bayer.
Bayer. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Vanessa Bayer from SNL is introduced as the owner of the cake shop. And she won't make this cake. And it brings us back to the whole gay cake scandal that was happening in 2012. You guys, this is almost 6 years ago.
Isn't that crazy? It felt like yesterday.
Update, I know. Update me. What?
Yes, let me give you some backstory. So Jack Phillips was the owner of Masterpiece Cake Shop in Colorado back in 2012, and he said because of his religious beliefs, he couldn't make a gay wedding cake. Now, you guys, this that went all the way. It's at the Supreme Court right now.
This is true.
Yes. It's at the Supreme Court right now. They're still waiting on a decision, which should come in June of 2018. So literally like 2 months from now, they'll have a decision. It's crazy how one thing, like it got that big that it went to the Supreme Court. And then now it took so long for them to get a decision.
Been 6 years.
Yes.
Time flies.
So when they were talking about this whole cake thing, that she wouldn't make this cake for her, that's immediately where my mind went to. And I didn't think they were going to address it.
Right.
And then they did.
They're always one step ahead of us, those sneaky little writers.
True. And Tony is the one that tells Grace that Karen wants this cake made and they won't make it for her. And Grace says that she doesn't feel she needs to defend that.
Right.
And then Tony says something really interesting. He says, well, why is it okay for somebody not to say no to a MAGA cake, but not somebody to say no to a gay cake?
Right.
And I love this episode because of that. Mm-hmm. I love that they kind of punched that hypocrisy in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they were like, you know what? Everybody has a right to believe what they want to believe or to you know, have whatever cake made that they want to have made. And you shouldn't have somebody tell you no because of what they believe.
Right. Yeah.
When you have a business, you have to have a certain standard for everybody. What did you guys think of this?
So I'm like half and half. So I totally agree because, I mean, if I was the cake owner, I probably would say no too, but I get where Grace and Tony are coming from because it's absolutely right. Like, we can't be hypocritical and be like, well, how come they can't make a gay cake, or they can make a gay cake, it's a problem, but they can't make them make America great again cake. Sorry.
MAGA.
Get off on MAGA. So, but then I'm like, but when do we cross that line? Because then when does it become hurtful? Like the dude at the end that had the SWAT sticker cake.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, do you cross that line when it's something hurtful, or do you say this is a free country? You should be able to make whatever cake you want and people should be allowed to do whatever they want. It's one of those things where it's like, should I make a cake for someone who says it? They come into my bakery and they're like, I want one that says I hate all N-words. Probably won't make that. You know, so it's one of those, it's tough.
Yeah.
Because he's absolutely right. That person has the right to request whatever cake they want. But then you're like, ooh, I don't know. But then I hate the guy who didn't make the gay cake.
I know.
So it's, but that's not hurtful, at least to me. So it's, I don't know.
I mean, I feel like, look, you shouldn't bring your personal opinions to work. You know, if someone says, make a cake about something and you're against it, well, this is your job. You're being paid 9 to 5.
That's
you
true.
Can't mix your, you know, political beliefs to a personal environment or like work environment, because don't they even say you can't ask anyone who you're voting for? Isn't that like this?
It's not a rule, but whatever. They usually say like on first dates and at work, you're not supposed to bring up religion.
Not first date, exactly.
And political views.
But like Nikita, like I honestly feel like there's a limit. If someone says, oh, I hate all Armenians or like whatever, then I personally won't take that order as an Armenian. I'm like, no, I can't do that for you.
Yeah.
Because it's like hurtful. Like the Make America Great Again, though I wouldn't agree with it, I would make it because it's like,
because you have a respect for
it's out of respect
person.
Of what, you know, but I couldn't do like a racial slur or something that hurts people or something that, and I know America Great may hurt people, but it's, I don't know.
Have you guys, on a lighter note, have you guys ever had a cake made that wasn't, you know, as appropriate as maybe a cake maker would want it to be? Because I've had a friend that I had to make to go to a cake shop, and I made them make, like, you know, a penis cake in bright pink.
My favorite.
Bright pink penis cake. And going into this cake shop, I was like, they're going to judge me so hard. But then at the same time, I was like, I don't really care.
Exactly.
It's a penis cake, whatever. Have you guys ever had to go into a cake shop and
definitely had to get some penis cupcakes made. And it's a little I had to get penis cupcakes made, and then I went to a store, they sold like penis, like gummy bears. here?
Shut up.
So I'm like, okay, definitely judging me. So I felt, I was afraid at first. I was like, so I'm requesting this. Please don't judge. And they had like a kick out of it. But then I was like, who gives a shit? Like it's what I want to do. Yeah. It's my cake and I want to have my penis cupcakes to myself. That's my business.
It's like when you go to CVS and you have to buy condoms.
Oh my God.
It's like no matter how.
Tampons.
Really, is tampons like a.
Well, now, not anymore.
Not anymore.
When you're
like,
younger, yes.
You know, no, but, I mean, but I feel like condoms, like no matter how.
Okay, yes.
They how you're going to go do the condoms. Yes. Like, okay.
Condoms, yes. You definitely will get judged.
What about Plan B? Like walking to, you know what I mean?
Plan B and condoms,
but
people
are
judging.
Talking about the penis thing, I purchased penis lollipops.
Oh, same.
For a bachelorette party.
Very nice.
There you go.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, there are times, obviously, when you have to go into a business and you hope that they don't tell you no.
Exactly.
So, I mean.
I love how confident Karen was anyway.
Yes.
We've talked about how we feel like that's Karen in real life. Does she really support Trump like that, like in her real life?
I don't know.
I don't follow
Karen?
Her like that.
Megan Mullally?
No, she doesn't.
She does a great job at portraying
her. She's an amazing actress. She has a great job, but I don't think that's her in real life.
So Grace ultimately decides to go up there and stick up for Karen. If that was your friend, would you do that? I got some silence on the other side, you guys.
I don't know.
Yes and no.
I feel like, not to interrupt you, get your thoughts for a second, but I feel like this episode is one of those episodes where you're like, I don't know. It's like this really weird, like, I want to do it, but I don't want
to
do it.
Well, it's showing us what real life has done to real humans.
Yeah.
You know, this whole political thing has divided the world.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, has really tried to put some big footprints in the sand. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think they're just trying to portray that this is what we're going through. So.
Yeah.
It is true because, I mean, with the election, everything, just anything in life, you have friends that sometimes you may not be friends with them anymore because of their beliefs.
Oh,
whether
it's
the
like
left
that.
Or whether it's the right, you may just be like, I'm not here for it.
Yeah.
You know,
so
Second
it?
Amendment, things
it?
Like that. So it's one of those things where I felt like Grace, where you want to stand up for them, but then you're telling the people inside the place, like, I'm really not like that.
Yeah.
I am not a monster.
It's just showing how it's making people change,
yes.
You know, to the extreme.
I agree. And Nikki, I'm glad you brought that up because Grace had such a dilemma about it. She's like, I'm sticking up for you because you have a right to have this cake made, but at the same time, I don't agree with it. And I feel like that's a good friend.
It is a good friend.
And I love the similarities between both of what Will and Jack are going through, which we'll get to those guys in a second, and what Grace and Karen are going through, because she is sticking up for, you know, Karen's right to have this cake made, but she doesn't believe in this cake. Exactly. And Jack is sticking up for the fact that, yes, Will has a right to be with Michael, but he doesn't necessarily agree with that relationship. I loved that the writers took it there.
Yeah.
Great friends. They're really great.
Great friends. When it comes to the cake, Amy does decide to make it, but it was after a very, like, political, heated debate in this coffee shop, which, in my opinion, felt a little strained, because there were the Latinos, there was the disabled, there were this transgender. It was a little beating it over your head.
It was a lot. It's like they kept placing people. I'm like, all right, I feel like this is a campaign, like, commercial.
Also, thank you.
It's also showing how overly sensitized people are now.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's just showing the truth.
I just felt like it was a little, like, there's like talking about politics, but at the same time, I'm like.
So they placed every minority group in that bakery at the same time. I'm like, all right, we got it. I get it. We get what's going on.
We get the writers, and NBC does not support Trump. We got it.
Yeah, exactly.
NBC's like, you're fired.
Yes, yes. So Amy decides to make the cake, but she puts a little spin on it, which I was like, you knew she wasn't just going to make this cake. You knew something had to happen. Was I thinking that it was going to be, I'm a gay cake? No. No. Was I thinking that I was going to be equipped to the vice president? No.
That was hilarious.
I never even thought about that. The VP to be like in the closet. Like, I don't
think so either, but everybody's in the closet nowadays.
Everyone is. Right. Like, but it's an amazing dig because you know how he feels about gay people.
Yes.
He made all these negative comments. So I love hilarious digs like that.
Yes.
Because like they do it so well.
Yeah. So Grace tries to take these letters off. Obviously that fails and she just face plants into the cake.
Can I just say, sorry, That reminded me so much of an I Love Lucy moment. Yes. And I always compare her to I Love Lucy.
They look alike.
Because they look alike, the red hair, they're both goofy.
Oh my God.
And though she was married to Ricky, and like Will is kind of like the Ricky kind of.
Yeah.
But the cake moment just reminded me of Lucy. I just had to say that.
I agree with you. Yeah. I completely agree with you. Taking a step back to go to Will, Michael, and Jack's kind of storyline really quick. So obviously Jack doesn't necessarily agree with Michael and Will. Will obviously talks to Michael about this and how Jack feels. And Michael says that Jack has been in love with Will. Now, I'm glad that they're kind of touching base on this because obviously the thought has crossed our minds over the years, whether Will is in love with Jack, Jack is in love with Will. There have been some episodes in the past, them on the boat, for just one example, that the line was kind of blurred or even maybe crossed between the two of them. What did you guys think of that? Do you think that Jack is in love with Will?
I loved it because I feel like the writers this season, they're playing with it. Because I remember an early episode this season where Will and Jack are, I think, sitting on a couch. And he's like, man, I wish that I can find someone who's... And it's like they were describing each other. And
that's
they're
right.
like,
yeah.
So I feel like the writers this season is playing with that. You know what I'm saying? Yes. And I don't know if this is how they're going to end the whole Will and Grace series in a few years. If they're going to throw that.
Yeah.
And I feel like we did that in one of our predictions. So I actually love that. I was like, all right, you guys are paying attention, writers. Yeah.
I think they're always going to keep us guessing.
Yeah.
With them too. I personally don't think Jack is in love with Will.
Okay.
I think it's just this big commitment as a friend to him that they've been through everything. Mm-hmm. I don't think Jack is sexually attracted to Will.
I don't think so
at
either.
All. Jack's taste is completely different, and Will is a father figure to Jack, and I think that's how you know what I mean. So absolutely not.
I see it being one of those relationships. Like, I don't think he's lusting for Will.
No,
but I see it being one of those relationships in a few years. You know, when you have a friend and you friend zone them, and you don't even look at them in that way.
Yes.
A few years go by, and you guys are both single. And you share a moment, and you're like, "Wow, we've actually been best friends, and we turn into lovers."
Yes,
that's how I see it.
Even like, happen like that? Yeah, so
I feel like it happens more than we think.
I've dated a few people.
Really?
I've dated a few friends where it's turned out like that, where you've been friends with someone for a few years and you're like, oh, well.
How do you see them in that light, though, after you close the chat? Like, you know what I mean?
It's one of those things where it just happens. You can't plan it. It's literally a thing that just happens where you've had a little attraction to them before. You've kind of friend-zoned them. You still kind of find them attractive. You may not be sexually attracted to them.
And then something happens where you're like, oh,
and you're like, let's get it in.
Yeah. What would we do without Nakia's dating life on the Longer Zyra show?
It's insane.
So obviously everything comes to a head because Will goes back to Jack and tells him what Michael said about him. And it leads up to this amazing moment for Jack and him just kind of like spilling his guts about how, why would Will ever be in love with him because he's just his sad, pathetic friend, loser friend, and me being in love with you would kind of keep you above me. Like, there was this whole monologue that he had.
Yeah,
great.
And I was like, wow, he's going in right now. And then he goes in on Michael and he says, you know, I think that this person is just using you, but I didn't want to say that because I'm your friend and I just want what's best for you and I didn't want to cross the line. Like, it was a great monologue from Jack, Sean Hayes, as an actor. And I felt like we needed that from Jack. We needed a serious moment from Jack. Because he's always, like, meerkatty, as Will said in the beginning of the episode. And I feel like we needed a serious moment from him. How did you guys feel about this?
Well, I honestly think we needed to see Jack in a different light.
Yes.
Yeah. We sometimes never take him seriously, right? Mm-hmm. So I think the writers wanted us to see that, okay, wow, Jack has wisdom.
Right.
Like, you know, and he does really care for Will, but he has actually a few brain cells in his head.
That was one of my favorite scenes this episode. Because I just love seeing, like you said, in a different light, and we're seeing him a little bit more serious. Mm-hmm. And you're seeing him talk about his feelings and letting Will know, like, I love you, but you're taking it way too far. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm trying to express this to you. And to see him, it's great. That's usually how it is in real life. When you have a friend that's usually goofy and funny and they're always nice, when you get them in a serious point, you're like, whoa.
Yes.
And you kind of listen to what they're saying. So I actually liked that scene. I was like, this is intense.
Yes. I'm glad you brought that up because I feel like we all have that friend that's like that aloof kind of like, oh, I just want to have a good time all the time.
Right.
Like, we make jokes and everything like that. But when it comes down to serious business and they're serious, you kind of put their opinion above others because when they have to be serious with you, you know it's serious.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's a fact. I'm that friend.
Oh, are you? I think I'm that friend,
I'm
too.
I'm the goofy, like, I like to have a good time with it. When I get serious, my friends are like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Because not that I don't take anything serious, I just love to have a good time, and I'm very positive, and I'm like, I love rainbows and Care Bears. So when I'm serious and I'm telling you something, my friends definitely listen.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, okay, we're here. Yeah. We got you. So I loved seeing him in that
scene. So Jack says Michael was a user, or is a user.
Yeah. Well, we saw.
Did we agree with it when he said it, though?
Kind of.
Yeah, because I feel like Grace and Jack mm-hmm. already had suspicions about him already. Usually your friends, they're usually right because they're from the outside. And when you're on the inside, you can't really see what's happening because you're in love. So I had like an idea. And like Jack said, like you were so desperate and single just to get back with him, just not to be single. Yes. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I didn't even get a chance to really look at him a second time. Yep. So I had a feeling that Jack was definitely right.
I'm glad that you brought that up because I didn't even think about Will being desperate and going back to Michael. I just thought that, you know, they have a history. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's always that history with an ex that you're like, if they come back into your life, you always think these possibilities. So I didn't think about that whole aspect of it. So I'm glad you brought that up. Michael is played by Cheyenne Jackson.
Gorgeous.
From American Horror Story. Now, you guys, I don't know about you guys, but I don't care if he used me for every penny I had.
I was like, Cheyenne can use me all he wants.
Anyway, he wants.
Will is not at that point in his life. Will needs to settle down. That's why he wanted, you know?
Yes. But just talking about how hot Cheyenne Jackson is. Because when they brought up Michael, and I don't know, Will and Grace fans, you might kill me, but I don't know if they... Because in season one of the entire series, mm-hmm. they obviously talked about Michael. Michael was the one who broke Will's heart.
Yep. Right.
And I think we saw Michael in other episodes in the past, and it wasn't obviously Cheyenne Jackson.
Right.
So that maybe they're playing with this whole rewrite thing, like they don't have kids and they never had significant, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
So maybe they're rewriting that. I wish that they had brought back the original actor because I think that would have just made it kind of paid an homage to the other. Yeah. But I wasn't mad at Cheyenne Jackson. what I am mad about is the chemistry between the two of them because I feel like it was lacking. Thank you.
Too much of a pretty boy, like, you know, youngin' and
He's totally. Too fine, but they definitely didn't have the chemistry. No. I was he looks great, but their chemistry is not matching up here.
No.
But he's good to look at.
Which is weird because we had such hope that this would bring us to the season finale.
Yeah.
At least with Will's point of view in his character arc. And that's, I don't think that's the case. You think that we're going to see Michael again?
I don't know. It's like you had said earlier, like Will and Grace always throws us for a loop. Yep. We think they're getting ready to lead up to the season finale and then boom, now Michael's, you know, out the picture because Will didn't say no. He just said, let me think about it.
Yeah.
Did he say no? And then he leaves, he kisses him, then he leaves. He's like, I got to go meet the contractor. I know Will's going to say no, but he didn't tell Michael that. Yeah. So maybe Michael may make another appearance, and that could be a prediction.
Well, the next episode,
cut in, guys. Sorry, this is Brianna from the booth. I just looked it up just to give the information out there. Chris Potter was the original Michael. It.
Thank you. So that's Brianna in the booth, our engineer, a.k.a. goddess, because she knows everything.
She knows all Will and Grace facts.
Thank you. So Chris Potter was on other past episodes. Okay. I wonder what happened to him. Maybe he doesn't look as good. Maybe the NBC was like, no, we can't have him back because we need somebody prettier. I don't know. There's a myriad of reasons why he did not come back. I wish that he did, though, because that would have just solidified the chemistry between the two, and we would have saw the history between the two, or felt it, at least. It leads up to Jack obviously being right.
Yep.
Will having to, like you were on point with saying to Kia, is he going to say it to Michael?
Right.
Are we going to see Michael again? Is it just going to be a phone conversation? We kind of see that Will knows that Jack is right.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes into this really amazing moment for their friendship because Will says something like, because they're talking about, you know, just have, are you in love with me? Are you in love with whatever, vice versa. And he says, you were a guy, I looked at you as a guy I could date for a while or a friend for life.
I love that.
And I don't know if you guys deal with this, but in the gay community, it's a little weird because it's very incestuous. You sleep with everybody. Like, I don't mean to put a stereotype on there, it's just true. I honestly don't have gay friends because I just feel like...
They all want to have sex with you?
No, I'm not that braggadocious. No. But I feel like that line could be crossed.
Right.
And I just wouldn't want that in a friend.
That's true. I would say, like, with my gay friends or my lesbian friends, that is something that my friends would always joke and bring up, like, in the lesbian community, because I have a lot of female friends, and they're like, yeah, like, we move in super fast, and then they would date, like, their next friend, then their next friend. Same thing with my gay friends. Like, I feel like, I think you're absolutely right, where it's like, and I feel like, you know what? I feel like a lot of my gay male friends don't have gay friends.
They don't. We usually, go to, like, the heterosexual people, because we don't necessarily want to.
Well, my best friend has a lot of gay friends.
Does he?
Yeah.
Has he slept with them?
Oh, they're Because usually, when they have friends, they usually, like, my friend who has gay friends, he's hooked up with his friends. Or they've had relationships before.
That I can agree to. I think they're very open to that. Which I've never understood. Well, how can it be like that?
Well, it's funny because my significant other, he has a lot of gay friends. And he hasn't really hooked up. He hasn't hooked up with his friends who are gay. Right. So, I don't know. I guess it depends. I guess it does depend. Yeah. I just love this moment between Jack and Will because it solidified their friendship. Yep. And that being only what it is, a friendship. There's nothing that could ever be more.
Right.
And I wouldn't want that. I would want them to stay friends.
Right.
Because I feel like if they ended up together in the season finale or another finale or in the future of the show, I feel like it's a cop-out. I feel like they can just stay friends. Gay people can just be friends.
Without
sleeping together, without having to cross that line, we could just stay friends.
And I love their friendship. They have such a great friendship.
Oh, yeah. I do, too.
It's goals.
Yeah.
Totally.
Any last thoughts on the episode, you guys?
The episode was hilarious. God. Like, we were, like, cracking up.
Crying.
Best quotes from this episode.
Oh, which we'll get into in a second.
Yeah, I have a few
But it was just quotes, hilarious.
Yeah.
I hope that they don't stay on trend with the political.
Yeah.
Because it was, like I said, it made me a little uncomfortable.
It was a lot.
Well, the last cake that they were trying to make the Nazi sign, that was like pushing it.
God. And you touched on it a little earlier.
Right? Like the only handsome guys are gays or Nazis. Like really, you're going there.
Oh yeah, they went there.
It could be a fact.
It could be a fact. It could not
For
be a
some
fact.
People.
I think they're gonna get a lot of lashback on this episode because I just based on their Christmas episode, and I'm not talking about the Christmas episode the election episode.
Right.
Like, it was like a teaser episode before Will and Grace even started. They got a lot of lash out on that episode.
Right.
And I felt like this one was even more.
But what I love about NBC, they just don't care. Like, they speak about the things that other shows don't. And I think she meant the Nazi, like, I don't think she meant, like, Nazi Germany. I think because now in 2018, it's one of those, like, the guys who are holding the tiki torches.
Yeah.
Who are really good-looking guys.
Yes. Yeah.
They don't look like the, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They don't look like the stereotypical
KKK.
They look like your neighbor or your friend. And that's what I respect about NBC, because they are like, we're going to touch on it.
Totally.
Yes.
We have the money. Bring it.
I actually love that you brought that up, because I feel like this whole episode was centered around respecting others.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, I don't want to say no matter what your beliefs, but if you're Nazi, I don't know if we could really respect that belief without being hypocritical, though.
Exactly. That's where the line gets tough, because you're like, ooh, you want people, you want to respect people's rights, but then you're like, but then I can't respect that.
But here's the thing.
You just say, we respect your beliefs unless they are hurting other people.
That's literally took the words out of my mouth, Brianna. Thank you. I feel like I could support you until something
it
that
hurts.
You believe is hurting somebody
Absolutely.
Else. And then I draw the line.
Then it's like,
that's it. I think we all can draw the line there. What were your favorite quotes of the episode, you guys?
Okay, so one is when Karen said, when they go low, we get high.
I like that one, yes.
Quoting Michelle Obama, but of course not like that because she didn't say it like that.
Yes.
And then, oh my God, when Karen looked at the guy who was in a wheelchair and said, you guys gave us wide bathrooms.
Oh my
Thank
God.
You.
Oh
my God. I know it's awful.
No, but they're great.
And then one more. When Jack picked up the phone and said, go get the bananas, Q-tips, and the Go-Gurt.
Yes.
Like, that was hilarious. Like, how do you even come up with that? Like, magic.
They're writers. Amazing.
Magic. My favorites are a little less Cesar Chavez and more Ted Cruz. Which was insane. I'm like,
you stole mine.
And then I liked, people like me don't care about the white working class. That was just for the election.
Yes.
I'm like, Karen, you're insane.
Yes.
Like,
I loved, I'm going to just shout out Vanessa Beyer because she's just so funny.
Hilarious.
When she had to make the swastika cake, and she was like, she's like, is it a little crooked? I don't know. When I cry, my arm isn't as steady.
People were by our desk, so I couldn't really hear that.
Yeah. She was a very creative character.
Brilliant.
I'm glad they brought her on. I think she did a really good job.
And then
all the
way in the beginning when Karen's like, we're going to be serving white Russians.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Yes. And of course, vis-a-vis.
Yeah, vis-a-vis. It's like, I wish it was a shorter word for that.
You guys, let us know what you thought in the comments of the episode. Give us a subscribe. Tweet at us. We love interacting with you guys throughout the week. Comment on our YouTube page. We will comment back. Let us know where they can find you guys.
So you all can find me on Instagram @louisa.charmatian and Twitter @louisa.char.
You guys can find me on all social media, loving everybody at Kiki Boom Boom.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I am Timothy Michael. You can find me everywhere at I am Timothy Mike. Only 2 episodes left, you guys.
No!
I know, we're excited to see what we have for the finale. Stay tuned next week. Same time, same day. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.